right, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Coming up this Saturday, 4th Annual Celebrity Kickball Tournament, Jim Patterson Stadium. Of course, we've got tickets to win up at WDJX.com. The homies, Jack Harlow, you've got Shiggy, Peyton Siva, Eric Wood, Cole Bennett, Taylor Rooks, all going to be out there, D'Angelo Russell. And the boys from the homies are going to be stopping in a little bit later on, I believe this week. Chat about it a little bit more. But, yeah, you can win those tickets, WDJX.com. Coming up next, those little mini life fails. You know, make your life seem not so bad, right? That's on the way next. Coming up, good morning, 99.7 DJX.
So we saw all this on Facebook. Kelly saw it while scrolling on Facebook. And they're almost like little setting the bar stories.
All right, here we go. This dude at PacSun, you know, the store, asked for my number while I was cashing out. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not really interested. And this man looks at me and goes, I meant for the rewards program. Why am I the dumbest human being alive?
Right.
I would do that. Another one. I broke up with my girlfriend at a restaurant. She started crying. Everyone thought I had proposed, so they started clapping.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That is... No. No.
Oh, no, no,
that
no.
is funny.
Could you imagine?
No.
Another one. The elevator doors opened up, and a guy walked in the elevator. It was just me and him in there. And he said, I love you. I'm not rude. So I said, I love you, too.
Oh, my God.
He gave me a weird look and pointed at his Bluetooth.
No, I'm telling you what, Bluetooth, that gets you into trouble all the time.
Oh, all the time.
That is funny.
Oh, that's a good one. True story. Surgeon said, does someone fart? Silence. The surgeon said, I need to know if someone farted. I may have perforated a bowel. The medical student said, I farted.
No, no. What a time to own up for that.
Yeah, no, I would quit the program. I'm no longer going to be a doctor.
You're just like, it's like that meme of Homer Simpson disappearing into the bush.
Yes! Couple more.
All right.
I had to go to the library to pay a fee. I was practicing in the car between I have to pay a fine and I have to pay a fee.
Sure.
I walked in, firmly stated, I have to pee.
No.
Slapped a $5 bill on the counter. The fee was 10 cents. Walked out. Haven't been back in 3 years.
At that point, you know what? That's your stupid tax. No. You just own up to it and leave.
I'm out. Okay. A couple more. This lady came in this morning, walked up to the front desk to greet us before gasping loudly saying, I forgot my dog. She was at the vet.
Oh, my gosh. Of all
That's
the
100%
time.
Something I would do.
Right, right.
I'd get all the way there and be like, I thought it. I forgot something.
Dang it.
Where's Poppy and Piper? All right, last one. New developments. Apparently, my mom is not even home. And the person I hear puttering around the house is the carpet cleaning service. I've been yelling, grill me a cheese for the last 20 minutes.
And they're probably going, what is that person yelling? Why are they yelling it? Meatloaf! Very good, Kelly. There you have it. Hilarious, short, embarrassing stories. Little setting the bars, if you will.
Yeah, they made me laugh.
On 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We got free stuff to win, like the 54th Annual Street Rod Nationals coming August 3rd through the 6th. Right there, up at WDJX.com, tap win. And not every game that we play has longevity, we'll say, all right? Some are more like those sticky frog games, you know, like those sticky frogs that you throw up against the window. They stick and then they kind of peel off. We got one of those coming up here next. On 99.7 DJX after SZA.
We're going to play the sticky wall frog bit game that we've dubbed it because it's kind of like that sticky frog that you throw against the wall and it just kind of hangs there for a hot second and then it kind of falls off. We're seeing if this sticks. It's the last word game.
That's this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Kelly and I are going to go back and forth naming things in one category. The goal is to have the last word. That person will win that round. Okay. You can't repeat a guess after it's already been said.
Right.
Okay. Kelly, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Are you going to toss out the first category?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. All right.
Okay.
So, first thing, 30 seconds on the clock. Name the best mythical creatures. Go.
Unicorn.
Oh, hippogriff.
Pegasus. It's a Pegasus.
Oh, a Pegasus. Okay. a centaur.
Minotaur.
Oh. What's Mr. Tumnus? Mr. Tumnus.
I think that's what that is. I think we already... Oh, wait. I don't know. I think that's a
minotaur. Okay, mermaid.
Or a centaur. It's one of them. Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. Loch Ness Monster.
Merman.
Yeti.
But wait, hang on. Yetis are real.
Whatever.
Yetis are real.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Chalking one up for me.
All right, fine. Kelly gets that one. We'll give you that one under
okay.
Extreme controversy. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. You got a category?
I got a category.
Right.
Ways that you relieve stress.
Oh.
Go.
Water balloons.
That's your first one? Water balloons?
Water balloons.
Bubble bath.
A beer.
A beer. Okay. Massage.
A special massage.
Hey, sassy. Easy. Eating chocolate.
Having a burrito.
Burrito.
Yes. Stress reliever. Eating's my stress reliever.
Okay.
I'm jogging that one up. I'm jogging that one up.
I'm still really in an awkward space with the sassy massage.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right. So are we tying it now? Is it 1-1? Are we saying?
Okay. Right. I'll give you your little burrito and your sassy massage. What an afternoon for you.
Put me to bed. I'm done. I mean, that's it. That's all I need. That's all I need.
All right. Where can we go from there?
All right. So 30 seconds on the clock. Ready?
I don't know.
Things that are moist.
Oh, God.
Go.
I hate that word. A sponge.
Baby wipe.
Cake. If it's good.
My underarms.
Your finger. We learned from a phone tap.
My belly.
A dog's nose. That was me.
My belly got it.
That was me.
My belly got it.
That was me. I got the dog's nose in.
Yes, Steven. Stress eating is very bad. I get it.
Solid advice.
What did you even say? What was the last thing that you said?
I said a dog's nose.
A dog's nose is moist. I think, I don't know. That,
it is.
I think that was kind of right there on the edge. But
winner.
We'll give a half a point for each. So with a score of 1.5 and a score of 1.5, I think we
That's
tie this
legal.
Round.
That is not legal at all.
Okay. All right. So there you go.
Why did you have to say that word, by the way? God.
What? My belly?
No.
Moist?
Don't make me say
All right, there it is. I don't know if this is the last time we ever play this game or not.
It's the Sticky Wall Frog game of the show.
Right. It is the last word game. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and a Setting the Bar story from up in Indiana. These are always examples of what not to do, all right? You ready, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without running around dropping deuces in your neighbor's yard, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Do we not have access to a bathroom?
We colored the pooper. We have found her droppings in our yards.
Okay. Yeah, so a serial pooper in Fishers, Indiana, that's right around Indianapolis, has been caught, but not before another woman was actually accused on social media of being the culprit. Apparently, she had been leaving her markings.
Oh, God, droppings.
And toilet paper in a neighborhood during her jog.
Oh, gosh.
She carries her own toilet paper, and she just leaves the toilet paper behind. In 3 or 4 different yards down the street, every other yard. The toilet paper is the calling card, so we know when we see that she's been around.
I have not personally witnessed the pooper.
I have not personally witnessed the pooper, but I have actually seen her or her calling card.
The evidence. Yeah. The evidence. Yeah.
For sure. So that is now, thankfully, a Ring camera helped identify the mystery pooper.
I have not personally witnessed the pooper.
Yeah, so they were able to identify the mystery pooper. And
so then what do you confront said mystery pooper with the footage and then say, hey, maybe since this seems to be a recurring issue for you, maybe we just run on a treadmill when you have access to a bathroom right then and there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, as a runner, Kelly, I am going to say that the difference between running on a treadmill and running outside is night and day. It is.
But it's not for everybody, apparently. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
And usually,
if we're having that consistent of a problem, I can see occasionally if you run into an emergency, you know. But this is happening a lot and kind of unacceptable. To leave the toilet paper.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without going on your morning jog and leaving your calling card in neighbors' lawns.
That's just the worst.
You're doing okay.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Until we get our intestinal issues worked out, we stick to treadmills. With the bathroom right next door.
There you go. There's some suggestions from Kelly K. There you go.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So we had a group therapy a little while ago where she kept calling him the wrong name in the most intimate of places. We have an update for you coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. Also, names that maybe trigger you. On the way, just after 7 here on 99.7 DJX.
Every now and then, we'll get someone who sends us a voice note. And it's just from like a random number. And it's kind of funny. And I have no idea why this person sent this to us. But I want to play it for you. And then ask you if there's any names that you just, when you hear, can't trust.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to vent a little. I just wanted to say or ask, why is it that any and every time my whole life I've met a person by the name of Nick, man, they've been traitors, liars, you know, thieving, conniving, just, you know, I hear the name Nick and I meet somebody by the name Nick and I just get so irritated by it. Man.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, you guys are doing a great job, and we'll talk to you.
So, no clue what brought that on, but is there, I guess, okay, so Nick is the name for him that sends shivers
he's
down
triggered.
His side. Yeah, he's triggered when he meets a Nick. You've got to overcome some serious hurdles if you're a Nick and you run into that guy.
Okay, I can't say that I've ever been triggered by anyone's name before because of... I take that back. A kid named Tiger on my bus in elementary school who told me I had a Kmart face.
Oh my gosh, that is a great
Never
put
forgot
down.
It.
Oh
I don't think God. That was a compliment. That was not a compliment.
That's a great put down for a kid. Kids are so ingenious and they're so mean at the same time. I know. Wow.
I hate tigers. And really, there's only other one tiger that I've been aware of, and that's Tiger Woods. And I've really haven't had much of an opinion.
Right.
But, you know, and unfortunately, I've never met another tiger in my life
other than
the kid on the bus that told me I had a Kmart face.
Someone texted in the name Robert does it for them. All right.
Oh, okay.
When you hear the name Robert, that's okay. See, I thought you were going to say Troy. Like when you hear the name Troy.
Oh, yeah.
That
because
you immediately
he dumped me and took someone else on my after prom trip.
Yes,
yeah, that's
exactly.
A bad memory too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
More specifically, Troy Mick.
Right.
Yeah.
So the name's Troy or Mick because I feel like that could be a name as well. So.
Well, I know a couple of Mickeys that are great, so I don't hold that against them. But
gotcha.
But Troy Mick, I do still have a beef with.
Seth rolls in with the name Tyler. Does it for him. Tyler.
Oh, okay.
The name Tyler.
I know a lot of great Tylers.
Okay, but for Seth, it's like, nope, when I hear Tyler, you're going to have to overcome some baggage that I know with some Tylers in my past. So I just thought that was kind of funny that Nick We get a random voicemail from some guy that just says, Nick does it for me. Oh my gosh, we got Mary. By the way, if your names are any of this, we apologize.
We do not hold that against you.
No, I'm sure you're a great person, and I'm sure you're not the person that these people are talking about.
I feel like one of the people like on planet Earth right now that really needs apologies are all the Karens. Because can we just agree that name has really been drugged through the mud in recent years for a lot of innocent Karens?
Right. Thankfully, I feel like that name is starting to fade away as you know, being a Karen, so to speak.
I hope so.
I know, but Mallory, she's all like Chad.
Chad. Okay.
Oh my gosh, all these names that are starting to come in from listeners. This is hysterical.
People are getting triggered.
Yeah, you guys, Kathy's like, Brittany, OMG.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the name that you just can't trust if you hear, feel free to text it to us.
97 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Names you can't trust. Ashley's, Megan's. Any name that starts with J, can't trust them. For me, it's Paige, Brooke, and Emily's. Bully energy from high school. Another one, Tiffany, but only if spelled with an A-N-Y. Tiffany's with an I are fine. That's so random, Nichols. 100% can't trust. Tracy said, a lot of people tell me I'm crazy because of the way I spell my name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. All the other spellings are okay. All right, Courtney, another one. Names you can't trust, like that. All right, you can always text us, 502-795-1997. All right, coming up next, we had spoken to, I guess it would have been several weeks ago, a listener who, well, his lady friend was calling him the wrong name in the most intimate of places. All right. We have an update for you on the way on 99.7 DJX coming up next. And is Ed Sheeran the most awesome pop star in the world? You can see what he did after his show in Nashville. WDJX.com.
Kelly, describe what group therapy is.
Well, you know, it's when you bring an issue to us that you're struggling with, and we toss it out to the group.
Yeah.
We all give you our opinions about what you should do.
Yep.
We have the best of intentions.
We're
hoping to fix it for you, and that you emerge from the experience better on the other side.
Absolutely. He had reached out to us several weeks ago. His girlfriend kept saying her ex's name in the bedroom, and they've been together a year. He didn't understand how that was still happening. She said it was an accident, but his brother was saying, yo, open your eyes. You need to break up with her. There's stuff still going on. Now,
it had happened more than once.
Yeah. Now, we had said, look, I think it can all be just brushed under the rug. I think you're fine. Don't worry about it.
I think we said, though, also, that if it continues to happen or happens again, that maybe there might be something else happening.
Here's like the update.
Maybe she's still in touch.
He says, hey, guys, took your advice. Didn't worry about it. Just put it out of my head and moved on. I mean, what are the chances she keeps calling me by her ex's name, right?
Right.
So he writes, so a few weekends ago, we went out to a bar, and who do we run into? Her ex.
Uh-oh.
Random much? It was weird because he almost acted surprised to see me. Like, I'm her boyfriend. Why wouldn't I be there with her? My girlfriend was friendly. We exchanged some small talk. Then her ex suddenly just left the bar. I asked her why she thought that was so awkward. But then she asked me why I'm obsessed with her ex. I'm like, you've called me by his name several times.
Valid reason.
He writes, fast forward a few days, and I wake up in the middle of the night because she's mumbling in her sleep, and I clearly hear her mumble her ex's name.
Oh my gosh.
I immediately wake her up and ask her if she's okay because I heard her talking in her sleep, and she freaked out on me saying for me to get over her ex because she has. The thing is, I hadn't told her what I heard her talking about. Red flags, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a huge red flag.
Man.
Like, how did she know she was saying the ex's name? He didn't clue her into that unless she was, like, kind of aware.
I mean, obviously, she still had her ex on her mind and a guilty conscience about it. So he writes, long story short, you were wrong and your listeners were right. She was still seeing him, and I should have listened to my brother and your listeners and nipped it in the bud a long time ago. I assume she's back with her ex and having a great time. Anyway, I'm single now, so maybe to make it up to me, you could set me up on the date. LOL. Kidding. We're good, and I'll be fine. Love your show anyway, even if you sometimes get it wrong.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for softening the blow at the very end, saying no hard feelings. You guys suck.
you guys are horrible at this advice stuff, but...
Yeah. Well, listen, it's... I don't know if we're ever, like, really quick to be trigger-happy and saying, dump the person.
I mean, we have been, let's be honest.
Well, sometimes there seems to be the writing on the wall. But this one was just kind of like, okay, there could have been some gray area.
Yeah.
So are we, you know, quick to just cut ties and run? We were just kind of saying, well, listen, kind of be on guard. If it happens again, then yeah, maybe there's something else going on. We didn't necessarily say, no, you guys are going to get married and it's all going to be great.
I love how you're trying to almost backpedal and justify our response. Listen,
what I'm saying is we had the best of intentions.
We did. We had the best of intentions. Sometimes we get it wrong. I get it. All right. Well, hopefully, though, it sounds like you're in a better place and you it almost sounds like you knew this was coming.
These things have a way of playing out the way they're going to play out, regardless of what we say.
All right. Well,
we can just try to put you on the right path or predict what we think is happening. We're not always going to be right.
Nope. Thank you,
though. Best of intentions, though.
Yeah. Thank you, though, for the update. Sorry it worked out that way. Yeah. About setting you up with a date.
Hey, ladies.
I don't know if you want our advice on that or not.
But, are you clearly over your ex? Right. Do you not talk in your sleep? Then give us a call.
We got a guy for you. Yeah.
68 right now, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Coming up next, it's a little phone tap, and Ian travels a lot for his job, so always asks people to pick him up from the airport. Well, it's a phone tap, and it's coming up next, 99.7 DJX.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my god, he set you off to this.
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Ryan sent us a message, said my friend Ian travels a lot for work and he always asks someone, usually me, to drive him to the airport so he doesn't have to park his car.
All right.
Now, because I'm a good friend, I always do it. I know he's got another trip coming up and I've already said I would take him, but I thought maybe you guys could come up with one of your hilarious phone taps. Maybe it would make the experience a little more fun for me.
So Robert Hassenpepper calls up Ian and just, you know what? He's going to take him to the airport. No big deal.
He's not a professional.
No.
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy. Not an Uber or a taxi. And welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Ah, there. Is this Ian?
Yeah. Who's this? Your name didn't come up on my phone.
Oh, where are my manners? The name's Robert Hassenpepper. And I heard you need a ride to the airport today. So I just called to get your address so I can pick you up.
Wait a second. What? You know where I'm going?
Well, your friend Ryan told me. He got caught up with some work stuff today and can't make it, so he asked me to take you instead.
That doesn't make sense. Why didn't he call me himself? Like, I can just call somebody else to take me if I really got to.
Oh, there's no need to do that. I'm all set to go. I didn't really have any plans today anyway. So when and where should I pick you up?
Look, no offense or anything, but, like, I don't even know you. Like, do you work with Ryan or something? Like, I don't even recognize the name.
No, don't work with him. We actually just met up with each other at Starbucks a little while ago, but he seems like a super cool guy.
Yeah, okay, so you're pretty much just a stranger then, right?
Well, I don't need to be a stranger, Ian. I'm just a regular guy who's going to take you to the airport. So what do you say? What time is the flight?
Look, you seem like a pretty nice guy and everything, but you really don't have to do this. I could just take a cab or something. I got other plans.
Oh, you don't want to take a cab. That's way too expensive, and I wouldn't charge you a thing. I just enjoy the company. You see, plus no cab's going to be a classic car like mine. Ian, I got a real cherry 1993 Mazda Protege, AM/FM cassette, radio, the works. I'll even let you pick the music.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's not that much different than using an Uber.
Ha-ha, now you're talking fantastic. I'll have my three ferrets there with me, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I mean, they get all upset when I leave them alone, so I always take them on rides with me. I mean, they like the front seat, so you'll have to be in the back. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to catch another ride. Yeah, I can just write the expense off for work, so it's no trouble. I really appreciate it, though. Hey, you're a very generous guest.
Oh, Ian, that kind of hurts. It was the ferrets, weren't it?
No, it's not that. It's just I think I should get used to taking a cab. I mean, I've probably been leaning on friends way too heavily lately anyway, you know?
Wow. Well, I bet Ryan's going to be surprised and thrilled to hear you say that, especially live on the radio, where everyone else can hear it, too.
What? What are you talking about? What radio? What radio?
Hey, Ian, Ryan didn't set you up for a ride. He wrote, actually, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a little phone tap today. You're on the air. You're on 99.7 DJX. We're messing with you.
Oh, man. All right. I can't believe it.
What a nice guy, though. My God.
He was. I mean, he started off, like, real skeptical.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who this
but then he, like,
person is.
Started considering it.
Exactly. But then the ferrets, I think, shut it down. Huey, Louie, Dewey in front seat. Oh, that's what can do.
That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX, good morning. Happy Tuesday, Ben and Kelly. 99.7 DJX. What started off as kind of a feel-good has a listener asking if she's the jerk in this situation just for something that happened at the grocery store. We'll get into it next after Olivia Rodrigo, 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX.
This was from a Reddit thread. It's am I the a-hole, basically. But we're just going to say, hey, am I the jerk here? But the woman said, I was in line at the grocery store on my lunch break with a couple coworkers. The woman in front of me at the checkout, baby in tow, came up short on her bill. I was happy to cover the extra because we've all been through tough times, and it sounds like the mom with her baby needed kindness at the moment. She was super appreciative, and I was happy to do it. Then she said, oh, actually, can I just get one more thing? I hadn't because I didn't know if I could cover what was in my cart. I told her no problem. Most of her cart were staple items like oatmeal, baby food, all that stuff, so I figured she was going to get some eggs or something. That's not what she came back with. She came back with a fairly expensive bottle of wine and prime rib. I declined to pay for that. If she wanted a basic staple, I was happy to pay for that. But the mom got upset saying I bait and switched her. But the line had to keep moving, so she just checked out without those other items. And that was that. I could tell that the store workers didn't like what I did. Now I'm conflicted. Did I do the wrong thing by telling her what she could and couldn't buy? Am I the jerk?
You know, in her situation, I mean, I completely understand why she was put off by that because, yes, it's like you see someone's trying to get the basics, the necessities, but then what she went back to grab would be considered a luxury item, you know, wine, steaks, not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But in that situation, I probably would have just been like, okay, and sucked it up because I had already
agreed.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to pick up your tab, whatever that entails, even though it's super awkward. That would have really made me feel taken advantage of a little bit, but I still would have done it. Now, a lot of people on social media are kind of saying, no, you did the right thing. Brandy said, I expected she was grabbing a bottle of shampoo or something that was for her, but she put the baby first with her original shopping. That's ridiculous. The person who refused to pay absolutely did the right thing. People have no pride or shame.
Now, let me bring up this point. What if the prime rib and wine were already in her cart? She had already rung it up and then she came up short and then asked the same thing, but then went to grab some oatmeal.
I think then that's because, again, I would assume it's for the baby or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, but like it's the same thing, but is it different? Like she still had the luxury items in her cart and she was still
at that point. Then if I'm her, I'd take the luxury items out if I needed the oatmeal. You know what I'm saying? If you are, you know, close to being able to cover it, you take some of the things out that you don't need, cover your bill.
It reminds me of that Bud Light commercial from a few years ago where These two guys are in line at the checkout and they're coming up short. They're only buying toilet paper and Bud Light. And they come up short on their bill. And so they look
put
at each other.
The
they put the toilet paper back and then they ask the cashier to bag it in paper.
So, yep.
Listen, I have been in the situation where I go through the grocery line and then I get up and they've bagged all my groceries and I realize I don't have my wallet. And
that's
I'm like,
the worst.
Oh my gosh. And so, you know, I didn't have someone behind me going, oh, don't worry about it. Put it on mine. But I was just like, okay, I'll be back.
Just put this off to the side?
Right. And then at that moment, it's like, I'm panicking. I'm going, okay, I can go put all the stuff back, I guess. And I'll just never come back here again. Okay. Bye. You know,
most of the time, though, they'll be like, yeah, we'll keep it off to the side. Just come back whenever.
Right. That's what they said.
Yeah. Cassandra said you definitely did the right thing. She was totally taking advantage of your random act of kindness. Mm-hmm. What disgusting behavior. Absolutely no shame. Only someone who feels entitled would do something like that. And I can't believe the store workers gave you the vibe that you did something wrong.
Interesting.
So most people are totally thinking, no.
No, she's the right not the thing. Jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All
just
right.
Like, I will pay for your necessities. That maybe not so much.
Yeah. So, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way in the 8 o'clock hour, underwear store confessions. Yes, you heard that right. Underwear store confessions. And then we'll get to a group therapy involving a drunken kiss and the meaning behind it. All on the way on 99.7 DJX.
Tish sent us a message, said, hey, Ben and Kelly, over the weekend, my family stayed with us and my siblings, my fiance and I always spent our nights around the campfire trying to come up with crazy would you rather questions.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, we've done this on the show before, but it's been a while. She says, I have a few that we got into long debates over, but this one was my favorite. Okay, you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
So, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep for the rest of your life?
Oh, gosh.
Or live through a horror movie in real life one time per year, except you never know when it will happen, and you only have a 99% chance of surviving, and it could last up to a week. She says, we had so much fun debating this one. Would love to know your thoughts, Tish.
Oh, wow. I think I have to go with the real-life horror movie because 99% is a pretty good percentage.
That is a good percentage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but there's a percentage that's like, okay, you take that option, you could die, but the chances are low.
1% chance you'll
die. The chances are low. Right.
But I think that would be a better option than having nightmares every night for the rest of your life, like never getting good sleep. I need good sleep.
So, yeah, man, nightmares. I mean, because nightmares for me, they change. And so I would imagine that this would be I wonder if it's the same nightmare or just changing nightmares every time
you
sleep. Right. So I'm assuming since it says, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep? Sometimes they're changing because sometimes my nightmares are just like I wake up and I see that the radio station is off the air, but I have no way of actually putting it back on the air. And so I've got that sweat and whatever.
That's
and so,
your definition of a nightmare? Here I'm all thinking like it's the movie Saw or something, like people are getting murdered and it's just like the worst horror movie ever playing out in your brain. Your nightmares are the radio station being off the air?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, nightmares could be different for everybody. And so
if that's your level of nightmare, I get why you're going to pick nightmares every day.
I might do the nightmares every time you sleep, but for the rest of your life is a long time.
It is a long time. And listen, I have way more severe nightmares than you do, so that's why I'm not picking that.
Okay, so you would rather live through a horror movie?
Yeah. Okay. It's a good percentage I'll survive it.
Okay.
It's just maybe up to a week that I have to deal with it out of the entire year.
It's just a week.
So, it's just a week. Possibly. They said didn't guarantee it's going to be a week. They're like, could be up to a week.
I mean, here's the thing, though. You get to December, and we're considering this calendar year, right? So
right.
You get to December, and it hasn't happened yet, and you're thinking, oh, gosh.
Well, then I know.
What's
then I know to be on guard.
What's going to happen around, you know, the holidays here?
then I know to be extra aware and careful.
That there could be maybe an evil elf that starts haunting or starts stalking you and your family.
Again, who knows? Because there are many different horror movies out there, different levels of horror movies. So, again, the possibilities are kind of endless. They could be, maybe it's like I'm living out a Chucky doll coming after me or something, like around Christmas time. Maybe it's one of those.
But again,
Pet Cemetery, that's going to be hard to recover from. Kelly, I'll say that.
Again, this is assuming that you have the wherewithal to actually get through the real life horror movie in real
life.
This
is true. And that I doubt. And just a little.
And I'm looking at you and knowing you for as long as I have. And
oh, you're doubting? And you're doubting my 99% chance of surviving
I
see doubt in your face right now.
I have doubt in my face, but yeah. All right.
No, I'm taking that though, because I really, again, I need some good sleep. And if I'm having nightmares every night for the rest of my life, that's guaranteeing I'm never getting a full night of good sleep.
Yeah.
I can't handle that.
I mean, and so I'm taking liberties with this also, Tish, and just saying I'm having a change up of a nightmare every single time I sleep. And I'm going to assume that my sleeping is once I wake up in a jolt from that nightmare, I go back to sleep and I have a normal night's sleep for the rest of my
So maybe you could
sleep
in a little bit, make up for that lost sleep.
Right. That's what I'm taking liberties with this. Would you rather? But hey, Tish, thank you for thinking of us when you debated this with your family. Sassy Matt texts in and says, if it's like The Conjuring, nope, I'm out.
Listen, there are lots of degrees of horror movies. I understand I'm opening myself up to some horrific possibilities.
Okay, well, good luck and Godspeed, Kelly.
Thank you.
99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Get to a listener who works at a high-end undergarment store. Yes, coming up next. And your underwear store confessions. Wait till you hear this, all right? It's 99.7 DJX, good morning.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show on all social media or just benandkellyshow@gmail.com. So I love it when we just get these messages from listeners who are literally just saying, hey, was thinking about your show and thought this may be a topic that you would like to share with your listeners. And we're like,
nothing warms my heart more.
All right. All right. So this literally starts, hey, Ben and Kelly, I was thinking about your show and thought this might be a topic that you would like to share with your listeners. I bet there are a lot of people that work in the retail business or food business that have legal practices happening in their stores that a lot of people would be grossed out about. Okay.
Okay.
She continues, I work in a higher end undergarment store. As an employee at this store, some things to note and tips for listeners, which I think is a common practice at all stores similar to mine. So what you're about to witness right now are some hot insider industry underwear tips from this listener. And you know what? Listen, I didn't do my due diligence. I didn't like Facebook stalk this listener to see if she is actually telling the truth about.
No, but she sounds very knowledgeable.
Very credible.
Yes.
So first she says, in the higher end undergarment store, we do not allow customers to try on underwear in the fitting rooms. But if they buy them, take them home and bring them back, they can return them. We, as employees, are instructed just to put them immediately back on the floor as long as they don't smell or have some kind of funk in the crotch area.
Oh, wow. There's no cleaning process at all?
OMG, gross.
Spray them off with Lysol or anything at the very least?
Okay, well, according to this listener, that's not what they do. Okay.
Okay.
Hot tip number two.
Mm-hmm.
People try on bras in the fitting room all the time.
Yeah.
And then we immediately put them back out on the floor to sell after someone's probably or possibly sweaty breasts were in it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Again, that's something that I never really even consider, you know?
Well, I mean, a lot of times there are a lot of women that are wearing the wrong size.
Right.
So getting fitted by a professional. And I did that years ago, and I was stunned because I was a way different size than what I had been wearing. So I, you know, kudos to them doing God's work, you know, out there helping you find the right fitting brassiere. I just never really thought about the fact that it was probably on lots of boobs and then went right back out on the floor.
Yeah. So this is kind of an underwear store confessions, if you will, from this listener who sent us this note. And Last one, pay attention to the tag on your underwear or bras that you're buying.
Okay.
So if the serial code is handwritten in or an actual scan tag is taped on, it means someone had returned it after taking the tags off. So chances are they tried it on, wore it, but because it doesn't smell, you are now buying an undergarment that someone wore.
Okay, listen. I feel as though they should discount those, A. B, I'd still buy it. C, you just wash it when you get home and it's fine, right?
So the listener wraps it up and says, hey, it seems like common sense to me, but I know in my teens and 20s when I bought undergarments, I just assumed they were brand new and never tried on, so I didn't always wash them before I wore them. So my tip is always wash any kind of clothes, especially underwear products, before you wear them when you buy them. And you know what?
Yes.
You know what's interesting? Because I do the same thing, especially when I buy like underwear. I just assume, hey, they're clean. They come right off the line, you know? And I'll just throw them in my sweaty drawers, you know, or whatever. I say sweaty. I mean, I don't mean sweaty.
You don't wash them first. I feel no. as though that was always an unspoken thing you just knew to do.
Well, when I buy from Goodwill or a consignment store, yes.
Are you buying underwear from a consignment store?
No, not typically. But I'm saying when I buy just normal clothes from consignment or from Goodwill, I'll wash them. But I'll assume, and that goes for any sort of clothing, that it's like clean. And, you know, it's got that crisp ironed look to it. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm cool with it.
Always wash it first.
All right. So there you go.
Always.
Little underwear store confessions here.
Underwear store confessions.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. What is a kiss? What is a kiss? What is it when you're drunk? It's group therapy on the way, coming up in just about 10 minutes or so on 99.7 DJX.
It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So group therapy, sometimes you are done asking the people around you what they think, and you just want the opinion of someone else. So you message us, we throw it out to our listeners, and, you know, see if we can get you some help.
She said, I need your listeners' thoughts on this one.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, caught my boyfriend drunk kissing a girl's neck at a party.
Uh-oh.
He said he was really sorry, said it didn't mean anything. We've been together for 2.5 years. Sometimes when he's drinking, he gets a little touchy-feely with people.
Uh-huh.
Never anything too terrible, just slightly inappropriate. I do, however, feel like he was very out of line with what he did this time.
Okay.
I love him, but I hate it when he gets this way. My best friend said the writing's on the wall and he's disrespecting me and I need to be done.
Mm.
But what do you guys think?
Man, is he sorry or is he sorry he got caught?
That's a good question because, you know, it sounds like, though, the level hasn't necessarily been to this point, but this absolutely crossed the line. I mean, if you are kissing anybody else, period, in any way, that's bad.
Yeah, so it sounds like this is a guy that he gets a few drinks and all of a sudden he's hugging people.
He's very lovey.
He's like, he's got his arm around you and, you know, he's slapping you on the shoulder, maybe on the leg, and, you know, and maybe he was reaching for something behind this woman and
accidentally started kissing her neck. I don't think so.
I don't think,
hey, my beer is right behind you. No.
Yeah, Sherry writes on Facebook, cheaters and heavy drinkers do not make for a good relationship.
Ooh.
They cause heartache and misery. He would be history. Ashley rolls in with, imagine what happens when you're not around. Never.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, this is what group therapy is. So, we want you to chime in and then, you know, maybe you have been in a situation like this and you can share your experience. Maybe that would help her. Group therapy, 502-795-1997. Sometimes I think we are always harsh when we do group therapy. Like, we're so quick to say, just break up with them. You know, he's done, boy, bye, you know, gone. I would not put up with this. But this one is one of those where it kind of makes me scratch my head, where he has a certain behavior when he gets drunk. This time she caught him kissing the neck of a girl at a party a couple weeks ago. Her girlfriend's all like, I'd kick him to the curb. And so before she does that, she's like, What do you guys think?
Exactly. And a lot of people have thoughts. Brandy said if he knows he gets like that when he drinks too much and you've made it clear that you don't like it, then it's a problem. That's a blatant disrespect and disregard for your feelings. How would he feel if you started kissing guys after too many drinks? I'm going to assume he wouldn't be happy about it. If this behavior's continued through a two-year relationship and he's not willing to see your side, I'd call it quits.
Yeah, Jen said, back to the point of what does he do when she's not around is exactly what he does when she's not around. And that's why when he's drinking, he can't filter what he's supposed to do in front of her and what he's actually doing in front of her. It's like dropping F-bombs in front of grandma. You wouldn't actually accidentally do it in front of her if you didn't do it when you're not around her. Yeah,
that's true.
That's a good point, Jen.
And definitely don't drop F-bombs around grandma. Not what she needs to hear.
I mean,
that's
unless,
not what we do.
Unless she starts dropping them first, then you know what? No holds barred, right? Brad says, hey, let me put it this way. Anytime Ben Davis says the words, is this too much? The answer is always yes.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
We found a new barometer to measure things against.
Right. Nikki says, went through something similar with my husband. He became verbally mean when drinking. I told him I was out of this. I was out of this if this was the new normal. He no longer drinks. And her marriage is great. So she needs to have a conversation with them and just kind of like lay it down and say, yo, if nothing changes, then I'm out. So
I think she needs to say it exactly like that. Yo.
Yo.
If nothing changes, dude, I'm out. Deuces.
Jared says, I've been as drunk as you can get. Never blacked out or used this as an excuse to take advantage or take advances towards anyone or cheat on my lady. This guy is a jerk and she needs to get out. Yeah, and so like I said a couple minutes ago when we first started this segment, I feel like we're quick on this show especially, and especially you guys, to say, boom, kick him to the curb. He's out. He's a piece of trash. Get rid of him.
If you had to measure, like, yeah, I think more often than not, we're saying cut it, get out. Leave the situation. At the very least, she's got to lay down an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is done. No more of this. Oh, I was just drunk, and that excuses your bad choices. You're disrespecting me. I feel disrespected. And if you cannot change, we will be done.
Yeah. And I think maybe even the first step is, hey, let's go dry for 30 days.
Cut him off.
Yeah, let's stop drinking for, you know, 60 days and see if you guys have the same issues when alcohol's not involved. You know, then maybe you can have some real conversation. But
yeah, this seems to be like the only major problem that she mentioned they've had
right. In
2.5 years. And, you know, she still loves him. So I think at the very least, I mean, I know a lot of people are just like, listen, that should be enough. Just leave him. You deserve better. At the very least, she needs to lay down the law and say, listen, this is no longer, it was never acceptable, but mm-hmm. I won't tolerate it anymore. So if you want me to stay in this relationship, if we have a future, you have to stop doing this.
Okay, so here's, Kelly and I are saying exactly the opposite of what everyone is commenting on Facebook. We're saying we're not telling you to get rid of him. We're saying,
tell her to break up, no.
No, we're not telling. Everyone
is,
if you read the comments section, everyone is saying break up.
Almost 100%.
Kelly and I are saying no, but you need to lay some ground rules and have an ultimatum and maybe cut the happy juice out of your relationship.
I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I love love. I hate breaking people up.
So update us, please, in maybe a few weeks or a couple months with this and tell me we were right.
I feel like that she wants us
right. To
tell her, oh, it's fine. Give him another chance.
And
like,
that's what we're telling
her what she wants to hear. I think the listeners are telling her what she needs to hear, maybe.
Anyways. That's group therapy. Jump on the comments and say we're wrong. Say we're wrong.
You know, she'll figure it out, though, eventually.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
Phone taps, toilet snakes, setting the bars, all that on the way. Here in the 9 o'clock. Clock hour on 99.7 DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, he set you off. off to this.
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap. 99.7 DJX.
Ryan sent us a message, said my friend Ian travels a lot for work, and he always asks someone, usually me, to drive him to the airport so he doesn't have to park his car.
All right.
Now, because I'm a good friend, I always do it. I know he's got another trip coming up, and I've already said I would take him, but I thought maybe you guys could come up with one of your hilarious phone taps. Maybe it would make the experience a little more fun for me.
So Robert Hassenpepper calls up Ian and just, you know what? He's going to take him to the airport. No big deal.
He's not a professional.
No.
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy. Not an Uber or a taxi. And welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this Ian?
Yeah. Who's this? Your name didn't come up on my phone.
Oh, where are my manners? The name's Robert Hassenpepper. And I heard you need a ride to the airport today. So I just called to get your address so I can pick you up.
Wait a second. What? You know where I'm going?
Well, your friend Ryan told me. He got caught up with some work stuff today and can't make it, so he asked me to take you instead.
That doesn't make sense. Why didn't he call me himself? Like, I can just call somebody else to take me if I really got to.
Oh, there's no need to do that. I'm all set to go. I didn't really have any plans today anyway. So when and where should I pick you up?
Look, no offense or anything, but like, I don't even know you. Like, do you work with Ryan or something? Like, I don't even recognize the name.
No, don't work with him. We actually just met up with each other at Starbucks a little while ago, but he seems like a super cool guy.
Yeah, okay, so you're pretty much just a stranger then, right?
Well, I don't need to be a stranger, Ian. I'm just a regular guy who's going to take you to the airport. So what do you say? What time is the flight?
Look, you seem like a pretty nice guy and everything, but you really don't have to do this. I could just take a cab or something. I got other plans.
Oh, you don't want to take a cab. That's way too expensive, and I wouldn't charge you a thing. I just enjoy the company. You see, plus no cab's going to be a classic car like mine. Ian, I got a real cherry 1993 Mazda Protege, AM, FM, cassette, radio, the works. I'll even let you pick the music.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's not that much different than using an Uber.
Haha, now you're talking fantastic. I'll have my three ferrets there with me, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I mean, they get all upset when I leave them alone, so I always take them on rides with me. I mean, they like the front seat, so you'll have to be in the back. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to catch another ride. Yeah, I can just write the expense off for work, so it's no trouble. I really appreciate it, though. Hey, you're a very generous guy.
Oh, Ian, that kind of hurts. It was the ferrets, weren't it?
No, it's not that. It's just I think I should get used to taking a cab. I mean, I've probably been leaning on friends way too heavily lately anyway, you know?
Wow. Well, I bet Ryan's going to be surprised and thrilled to hear you say that. Especially live on the radio, where everyone else can hear too.
What? What are you talking about? What radio? What radio?
Hey, Ian, Ryan didn't set you up for a ride. He wrote actually the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a little phone tap today. You're on the air. You're on 99.7 DJX. We're messing with you.
Oh, man. All right. I can't believe it.
What a nice guy, though. My God.
He was. I mean, he started off, like, real skeptical.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who this
but then he, like,
person is.
Started considering it.
Exactly. But then the ferrets, I think, shut it down. Huey, Louie, and Dewey in front seat. That's no can do.
That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly Show.
We'd like to talk to you about toilet snakes.
Gosh, why? Why?
This has been happening way too much.
I lost all trust in restrooms.
Yes,
I'm beginning to as well.
This out of Sacramento, CBS Sacramento, California.
Oh my God.
My husband, before he leaves work, always uses a restroom.
I mean, same, right?
Most of us do.
It's very big.
When he walked into the restroom and lifted the lid, he saw a snake.
Oh, gosh.
Not just a snake, though. Not just a snake. Let's properly paint the picture.
It's a 6-foot-long boa constrictor.
Oh, there it is.
It's a boa.
A six-foot-long boa constrictor found there in their home in California. My goodness, it is something else.
That's like the worst nightmare. It's something coming out of the toilet. We're thinking it's going to run out and outrun everybody. and wrap around us and suffocate us.
Yeah, I mean, is that not something that would absolutely terrify you?
Yes, 100%. Listen, this was kind of like, again, one of my worst fears that was pretty irrational. But now with all of these recent stories of this actually happening, it's a rational fear at this point, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it. Yep, for sure.
So Irma Zambrano called for help, the rattlesnake rustler, to the rescue.
He's strong. He gets big and he's grabbed onto something, but he's trying to pull me in with him. But luckily he kind of froze up a little bit and I was able to suck him out of there.
Okay, so that is like the rattlesnake wrangler. He's been on the job for like 15 years. This is the first time he's ever come across a 6-foot toilet snake.
Sidebar, he's kind of hot.
Okay, you need to stop.
I'm just saying, you need to stop. Lobby for like maybe him to get his own show, like Snake Wrangler or something.
Toilet Snake Wrangler.
What is your relationship with toilets now?
Okay, what a follow-up question.
That's the question we needed from that reporter.
What's your relationship with toilets now?
When I use the restroom in the morning, I usually don't even turn on the lights. Now the lights will be on. I will take a glance. I will flush twice and then sit down.
Okay, flush twice.
That's probably a much better protocol. Wow. Given her experience.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So yeah. I think we've had too many of these toilet snake stories.
It's rational fear now. It's irrational fear. It switched from irrational to now rational.
But my favorite. Hey, what is your relationship with toilets now? Well, reporter, I used to love them.
That's one of the best reporter questions of all time.
I mean, seriously, we were all kind of thinking it too. So
of course.
There you go. I guess this is where we say toilet snakes making the show here.
Yes? It's become a regular occurrence. I mean, if this happens too much more often, it's going to be just like Florida.
Yeah, Heath says it right there.
Thank you, Heath.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, we agree.
All right, so there you go. California and toilet snakes making the show there on 99.7 DJX. Can we get to a story?
Yeah, nakedness.
Okay.
Yes.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without walking into a home that's not yours, interrupting dinner.
Oopsie.
Naked.
Oh, my God.
You're doing okay. Let's introduce you to 26-year-old Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Derek walked into a Mississippi home as the people inside were just sitting down for a nice home-cooked dinner.
Holy cow.
Derek didn't sit down at the table. There wasn't a place set for him.
Oh, okay. Well,
they weren't expecting Derek.
Do you think that was his first indication he's in the wrong place?
Maybe he walks in, he's like, hey, wait a minute, there's no place setting for me?
What gives? Where's my plate?
Right. So he ended up running away from the house when maybe it was a combination of him realizing, oops, this isn't my house, and B, the homeowner saying, hey, this isn't your house, and you're naked.
Kindly leave?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Officers said they found his clothes.
Oh, great.
And then later used security cameras around the house to help track him down. So Derek was then arrested.
Gotcha. All right.
So
I'm guessing there were some sort of substances that helped him forget to wear his clothes.
Yeah, we're probably not going to say, that he just decided of sound mind to say, you know what? I'm a little bit hot. You know, Mississippi can get hot in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. No, it can.
Yeah. So, but you know what? It's also buggy. So you take your clothes off in Mississippi outside, man, you are going to get eaten up.
Yeah, that's risky.
Oh, man.
You probably didn't apply any sort of bug spray.
Probably not. So, again, we give you these stories because no matter what you do today, you can at least look back on this moment. Even if you get a ticket, even if you have something bad happen to you, you can look back and go, well, at least I didn't walk naked into someone's house while they were sitting down to eat dinner.
You can say confidently, I'm not naked Derek walking into someone's house.
That's right. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.